Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The man accused of severely wounding Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords and killing six others at a community event in Tucson Saturday is due in court today. 22-year-old Jared Loeffner faces several charges, including the attempted assassination of a member of Congress. In the wake of the incident, the new Speaker of the House, John Boehner, has asked the Sergeant of Arms, Capitol Police, and the FBI to conduct in-depth security overviews for all members of Congress. We spoke this morning with former New Hampshire Congresswoman Carol Shea Porter, who entered the House at the same time as Giffords. Shea Porter told us people brought guns several times to meetings she held in New Hampshire, prompting her to move raucous hearings over national health care to a building where those attending had to pass through security.
When I had my town halls over the health care issue, I had them in federal buildings because the background noise was so loud at that point that I had constituents telling me they wanted to come, but they were nervous about coming to a town hall. And it was because of the intensity and the things that we were reading and seeing.
Just a few minutes ago, we spoke about security with Massachusetts Congressman Mike Capuano and asked Capuano if he's ever had a security detail.
Not off of Capitol Hill or in America. We've had some in foreign countries, but never here, no. And I personally would not want one.
Well, why not?
I've been doing this a long time. I've never had a security from the time I was an alderman to a mayor and now in Congress. I think it gets between me and the people that I want to talk to. I don't think it's going to save anybody from stop anybody from hurting me if that's what they're really intent on doing. And I think it provides a buffer between us. Now, again, I would listen to security experts if they had some specific proposals. But the concept of every member of Congress, every mayor, every governor, every city councilor, every state rep and senator having security, I think it's darn close to anti-American.
Have you ever felt threatened or in danger in any way when you've been out in the public, when you've been meeting with the public?
Nothing significant. I mean, I've been threatened, but I've never really taken those threats seriously in any serious way of the word.
What do you mean you've been threatened?
Well, I mean, I've had people tell me that harm should come to me, both to my face and on the phone and in the mail and on voice messages and the like. On occasion, it doesn't happen that regularly. It happens usually at the height of some hot issue. On occasion, it'll happen on somebody's individual problems. But generally, that's just people blowing off steam. I've had a few occasions where I've had police have to go talk to somebody who maybe made a specific threat or maybe a repeated one. But that's a rare occasion.
You know, there are going to be public meetings that you're going to hold in the future when because of whatever issue you're holding a public meeting on, the audience might be a little heated. Do you think that you're going to be thinking twice about either holding that event or looking over your shoulder while you're there?
I don't think so. I mean, again, we'll see when the time comes and what the issue might be. I mean, there are some issues. We all know which ones I have been in the past. And you know what, going in, usually, which ones are going to be more heated than others. But there's exceptions to every rule. But generally, I think the answer is no.
The motive remains unclear in the Arizona incident, the suspect's motive in targeting Congresswoman Giffords. But there's a lot of talk in the wake of the incident about toning down the vitriol in public discourse. And I'm wondering, do you agree with that? Is that possible at a time when some media stars have made a big business driving heated rhetoric?
I don't know if it's possible, but I've agreed with it for quite a while now. I mean, I have no problem with emotional, passionate discussion on any given issue. I consider myself a passionate person. But there's a difference between saying something like, I strongly believe this, or you're terribly wrong on this issue, between that and saying, you know, you're terribly wrong, we have to reload and target you and get you out of office any way we can, and if we don't win the election, we're going to take up arms and exercise our Second Amendment rights. All of those things have happened over the last year or so.
Do you think the Tucson incident might help to bring civility back or in some crazy way make it worse?
I hope it makes it a little bit better. I mean, look, people define civility differently. And again, as I said, I don't mind heated rhetoric. What I mind is violent rhetoric. there is a line, and the line is pretty simple. It's one thing to say you're wrong, or it's another thing to say you should die. It's one thing to say, look, I will work hard to defeat you. It's another thing to say, if I don't defeat you, I'm going to kill you. I want to encourage others to kill you. And as I said, we've had national political leaders, we've had radio talk show hosts all say those things repeatedly, not just in a passing conversation. That's wrong. That's over the line, and I think any thoughtful person would agree with that.
Massachusetts Congressman Michael Capuano, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thanks, Bob. Always a pleasure.